Hey everybody, welcome to Stag Show. This is Bob.
Hey everybody, this is Miles, reminding you that I still haven't lost my freshman 15 yet, so...
Well, what would your freshman 15 be?
Well, you know, when you go away to college, you gain 15 pounds your first year.
Oh, is that the idea there? Okay.
Freshman 15. I've never really lost that.
I thought that was some kind of... homosexual reference. That's just me.
I don't know. You seem to be up on that stuff. So I don't. You seem to be like the Jim J. Bullock of.
Oh, Mr. Rash.
In the know about such things. So I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. So.
So how's the flooding going there?
It's a bad deal, dude.
Yeah. Are you living on the roof yet, or what?
It has not affected me personally, but I know a lot of people that it
How
has.
How about, has it affected that Casey's delivery of the Meat Normus?
They are still going strong.
Oh, good.
I actually scammed a pizza.
Oh, nice.
Well, I better not go into that.
Yeah, no, go into it now. Yeah, go into it.
No, because this is going to turn out to be my story, and I don't want this to be my story.
These are the wrong toppings. You gave me the wrong toppings.
Nah, I'm turning into my dad.
Now, could I keep the one that's the wrong toppings now and just give me the one I wanted?
No, they'll, bake a pizza, then cut it up into slices and sell it by the slice.
I don't want it sliced. I want to eat the whole pizza all at once.
And I went in, 10 minutes before closing last night, and he had one there, and it was, not even touched yet, you know?
Yeah.
I go, hey, listen, why don't I just buy this as a medium? Because if you buy it individually, obviously it's more expensive, right?
Right.
And he's like, well, I don't. He whips out a calculator and he's screwing around. He's like,
whips out a calculator? Come on.
And he's like, you know what? Let's fuck it. It's a small. There, you can have it for small. I'm like, woohoo! Yeah! I rule! And Bob drools.
So you scammed a large pizza for small, or what?
I don't know what that would have been, but yeah, I took it home. Yeah, I snarfed it.
It probably was a small, and the guy just felt bad. He's like, jeez, I can't take advantage of this retarded guy.
He can't leave.
I tell you what, buddy. I tell you what. I will pay medium price for that small pizza. How's that sound? That's a deal, isn't it?
I don't know.
I don't know, pal. How about I just charge you for a small?
Yeah.
For the small pizza. Okay, buddy. Woohoo, I get a deal.
It was his calculator. I don't know.
I was willing to pay a large price for a small pizza.
I got a small for $27. Yeah.
So. Was there any phrase at the end of that, like, if you'll never come back again or anything like that?
If you never ever. I mean ever.
If I don't see you here again, I'll do this or anything like that.
I hate you. So,
hey! Wow! Look at how that value pizza go down?
It was delicious.
What kind was it?
I think it was sausage.
Was it taco? Know. Was it a taco pizza?
No, it wasn't anything like that. You don't get that by the slice.
Was it a chicken wing pizza?
No, you don't. No. You're thinking too far outside the box. No.
Was it a pineapple and?
No. It wasn't pineapple and sauerkraut. No. So, anyway. Hey.
Yeah.
I want to get to my story here. I don't want to ruin it.
Go ahead with you and your cheap ass pizza from Casey's. You're like.
No, I want to get off that
because I love Casey's pizza.
I want to save time for my story. Okay, I don't want to. Casey's pizza every week. Jeez.
Hey.
Oh, hey, listen.
Tell you what I'll do for that small Casey's pizza.
We're going to transition now, okay? It's called a transition. We're going to go on down.
I'll give you my wristwatch.
Okay, can we transition now, or are we done?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, you're going to lie. If you don't.
How about these books I'm carrying? Would you like these books for that small Casey's pizza?
A few months ago.
Yes.
You went to the doctor.
I went to the doctor, sure.
And you revealed something about yourself that you had found out that you didn't know.
Oh, the tongue thing?
Yes.
Yeah, my geographic tongue.
And you were kind of like, wow, that's pretty cool and all that.
Sure.
I had the same
doctor,
but different experience, I guess.
Well, you got like a geographic ass or what?
Scrote. My coin purse. I found out something about my coin purse.
Well, you're a nickel short or what?
Yeah.
Got a hole in it or what?
I was getting checked out for my ED problem, right? The doctor's, you know, so he's like, you know, jostling, you know, my coin purse, Dr. Dave.
Dr. Dave is,
I actually...
Checking your change, is that what you're saying?
I apologize, Dr. Dave, because I did actually let Dr. Dave in on our website, by the way.
Oh, nice, so he's going to be listening to this.
Well, he's probably going to sue, but anyway.
I was at Dr. Dave's, and he's playing with my balls.
No, just my junk didn't feel right, you know, I've been peeing a lot, you know.
Okay.
So I just thought, you know, after 30 years of, you know, punching the munchkin, I figured I broke it or something. I didn't know what, you know. Right?
That's probably true.
That's probably true. So, you know, he's like, well, it could be one of three things. And he's like naming off some stuff. And one of them, I don't know. I can't remember the name of it, but it, basically, you ejaculate backwards, is what he told me.
You're ejaculating.
Yeah. I don't get how that works, but...
Sting does it all the time, but he's all right with it.
It's tantric or something.
It's tantric, exactly.
I'm like, how could you... Like, I didn't follow up with this. I should have, because I'm like... How
I think I'd ask the question, what the hell am
how
I...
How does that even work? I mean, how, you know...
You know, down there on the riverfront, they're trying to pump the water out. Well, you, my friend, are sucking it right in.
Doctor, could you not say sucking when we're talking about this, please?
Yeah. Getting me all like, interested here.
So now that was kind of a little
call
bit of
in
a
Nurse Chapel. Is there anything she could help me with there?
Yeah, that was a little bit of a bombshell, right?
Like, you're ejaculating, huh?
Well, that's possibility, okay?
Oh, he didn't say that was it for sure. They never say for sure.
One
right?
of three things. It's either, you know, I have terminal
it's
cancer.
It's either, this isn't really your winkle.
Yeah. It's either terminal cancer or
terminal
this,
cancer.
Or just a like urinary tract infection or something.
Yeah.
Right.
Or I'm just looking at my own testicles and not even yours.
Yeah, no. So anyway, he's jostling a little bit, the coin purse.
Yeah.
And he goes, oh, interesting. I go, what's that? And he goes, you have a thing that men rarely have.
A vagina?
A vagina. I'm like, yeah, I'm waiting for it. I'm like, what is that? But he goes, you have, you know how people get varicose veins in their legs?
Yeah.
He goes, you have in Latin, whatever name this is, but it means bag of worms. It's like, no, I couldn't believe. I go, what? He goes, you have a collection of veins in your sack.
That is usually caused from atrophy.
Yeah.
Non-use.
I'm like, what? No, I wouldn't have that, believe me. But, no, for real. Because I'm like, well, he goes, it's always like on your left, you know, boy there, so to speak, you know.
So is your new, nickname Miles Bag of Worms? Is that what
it
is?
I didn't know. Because then I mentioned like your geographic tongue thing.
Yeah.
It's weird to mention when we're talking about my scrote, I guess.
Yeah, that is a little odd there, yes.
Because all that, well, that's heredity. That's a heredity thing. That
Oh, good.
Then I might have like slipped up and told him about the website, because then he like pulled up the website right away. I'm like,
oh, really? He looked at it right away?
I'm like, doctor, this is below you. Believe me, this humor is way below you. You don't want to even get involved in it. it's below you. Believe me, you don't.
Yeah, and he said, why do you keep saying below while I'm holding onto your nutsack?
So anyway, yeah. So that's so I got that. You know, now here's the bombshell number three. Okay,
but it's Miles' bag of worms.
No, there's more.
They call it. You know, evergreen trees get these little bags of worms on them, and evidently.
Well, now this is where it gets a little bit Maury Povich coming up. Okay?
Oh, geez, Louise.
Bombshell number three. He goes, I'm surprised you're not sterile.
Oh, there you go.
Because I have children, right?
They're not yours, but that's all right.
Yeah, now I'm thinking about having to go on to Maury and prove it and be all, you know. Well, they ain't mine.
The one looks just like you, so it's either yours or your father's. So
I don't know.
Figure that one out.
So I've had like three bombshells, like in a, like within like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
This inter ejaculation.
You're ejaculating with a bag of worms and somebody else's
bag
children.
Of worms, and then possibly I could be sterile. I'm like, oh, great. Well, wow. Well,
hey, you know that you don't have to worry about vasectomy now. Just say hey.
And this ejaculation thing, apparently, he goes, it's a way to piss off your prostate, he says.
All right.
I go, huh, go figure. What, you know, how does that even work, though? I don't know. I'm all weirded out. Though. It's like, it's
and somehow weird. You've got a little Hoover stamped on the back of your nutsack, too.
It's like, when's the last time you, knocked one out, you know what I'm saying? I thought, well, I don't know.
Does the lobby count? Evidently, Sports Illustrated came out with their swimsuit issue early this year.
I look at my watch. Oh, about 10 minutes ago, yeah, I guess. Yeah. You mean with a human, or?
Don't touch my pants. They're all gooey.
Oh my god.
Dr. Dave.
Dr. Dave. Thanks, Dr. Dave. Not like he's into the whole show concept, and he writes down some word which I haven't looked up yet, but he goes, look this thing up. Look up this word.
Look up what word?
I don't know. I lost a piece of paper. I gotta find it.
Oh. Sorry about that. You still there?
Yeah.
Okay. I accidentally hit a button there. Go ahead.
Oh. But yeah, no, well, no, I thought you were cutting me off.
No.
I thought it was the end of the show. But that's the end of the show. Good night. God bless. Good night.
I accidentally hit a button there. Sorry.
So it's Men's Health Night, I guess, so I just want to let...
Men's Health Night. So what are you going to do about your Latin scrotum?
I can't do anything about the bag of worms, you know.
Yeah, I guess not.
I don't know. What do you do? I don't know.
What do you say? Just leave it alone?
I don't know. I mean, how do you... Does that get you ahead in life? You know, like, hey, I don't know if you girls know this or not.
If you'd like to see something really freaky... Where you go to school? Cape Girardeau!
You know, only about 10% of the male population has this. Yeah.
Well... It's called polyorganism.
Yeah, I was waiting for that next, yeah. You know what? You could play a game of pool.
Okay.
Yeah, so anyway, thanks, Dr. Day, for this week's show topic. I appreciate it.
So he wrote something down, but you've lost it already?
It's upstairs. I'd have to actually, like, go get it. I had to run up to, like, 12 stairs and go get it.
Yeah, well, that's certainly not going to help your physical condition at all.
Hydrobromoxide, I think.
You got dogfight going on over here. Can you hear that?
Yeah, I hear something going on.
Yeah, dogfight. That's all right.
Yeah.
Dogs are fighting.
There you go.
Hydrobromide, what?
I'd have to go look at it. I don't want to stop the show just to...
It's called hydroencephalitis.
Yeah. You've got elephantitis. Oh, the nuts. Look at that.
Unfortunately, they were so small before it really hasn't. It's only brought them up to normal size. So,
here.
Lucky
you. You know what you have when you have two very small balls in your hand? Miles title at his mercy. That's what you have.
Was that one of Dr. Dave's jokes there?
Oh, no. I wanted to not check on the website. I'm like, really, don't do it. It's really not.
Yeah, great.
For people like you, believe me, you don't deserve this. Don't.
Yeah,
it's not,
I'll be listening. I've been working on my psychiatric evaluation of Mr. Title, and Evidently, he seeks attention via his scrotum. So, nurse, next time he comes in with any kind of issues, please refer him to another doctor.
If he comes in with running shorts and trying to do a Captain Morgan pose, you escort him out, please.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
Nice. So when's your next visit? Did you sign up again there?
Well, if this doesn't get better in 10 days, I'm supposed to go back. So.
Miles' bag of worms, huh?
I'm just glad it wasn't like a teaching hospital, because, you know, like, they get like 20 people, like, hey, let me check that out. Come here.
Well, I had to show the intern my geographic tongue, so that's true. That's true. That's right. Well, there you go.
Lucky I don't have your doctor, huh?
Yeah, the little doctor.
Doctor.
What was Dr. Clooney? Yeah, little Dr. George Clooney. Little Doug Ross.
Yep.
He's a little tiny guy. So I guess everything's okay.
I guess.
Other than the whole idea of you being sterile and having children.
Yeah, it's
He didn't. He didn't offer to check it out for you, did he? Like, do a little test on you there, see if you're sterile.
No, I don't think I need that. Yeah, I don't.
It'd be nice to know, wouldn't it?
The equipment seems to be working fine, you know. So I don't.
So that's what you think.
Or so I thought, but I don't know.
Maybe you need to, you know. What's the difference? Tissue cup? Come on. What's the difference for you?
Yeah, true.
Dude, you don't even need privacy, hell.
Yeah.
Put on a little floor show.
You got anything with Heidi Klum in it?
Say, well, you know, maybe for me to do this over your lunch hour, you know, for...
Do I have to fill the cup to the rim, though? That might take a little while. I'm only working on one good nut, currently.
Yeah, evidently I got some kudzu growing down there or something.
Kudzu, yeah, I know. Great. Great, so I got that going. I'm gonna start playing the lottery because I keep like every year now I'm getting like some freaky illness discovered. You know.
Yeah, good. Hey, you're gonna enroll then.
I know.
Well, you know, best of luck for that. You know.
Yeah. Well, good luck. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, bag of worms this week. Who knows what it is next week?
Yeah. Who knows?
You may strike it rich.